Shalom, everybody. At the end of last week's parsha, we heard about the story of Miriam getting tzara'as for speaking Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe. And in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hei, and also in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Tet Zayin, we hear that that incident of Miriam speaking, getting tzara'as and speaking Lashon Hara against her brother took place in Chatzerot. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us in the very beginning of Sefer Dvarim that the incident with Korach in next week's Parsha happened right after the story of Miriam. Both took place in Chatzerot. So Rashi, in the beginning of our Parsha, asks the obvious question. If the story of Miriam happened right before the story of Korach, why would the Torah put our parsha, the story of the Meraglim, right after the incident with Miriam? It doesn't belong here. And Rashi, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, says that the story of the Meraglim is placed here to teach us a very valuable lesson. Miriam received tzara'as because she did not use her speech wisely or properly. And the spies, the Meraglim, saw exactly what happened to her and did not learn anything from her experience. That is Rashi. However, we can ask a question on this Rashi and on this Medrash. The spies were major leaders in Klal Yisrael. At this point, they were fit and proper leaders. They already knew the evils of Lashon Hara. Did they really need to see what happened to Miriam in order to avoid the Lashon Hara they spoke against Eretz Yisrael? What additional lesson or message were they supposed to have learned from the incident with Miriam that they didn't know beforehand? This question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab. He died in 1995. He asks it in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Lashon Hara is an Isser Bein Adam L'Chaveiro because the victim gets embarrassed. The person we speak about can get insulted and hurt, God forbid, from the negative things we say about them. Therefore, it would seem that speaking badly about, for example, rocks or trees, there would be no Isser of Lashon Hara. They can't get hurt, they can't get insulted, so it would seem that there would be no problem, and that's exactly what the Meraglim thought. There's no problem speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, just rocks and stones. However, the story of Miriam's Lashon Hara against Moshe taught us and taught the Meraglim that that understanding of Lashon Hara is not true. They should have learned a lesson from Miriam. At the end of last week's Parsha, when the Torah said that Miriam and Aaron spoke out against Moshe, the Torah added in Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel, the Torah said, Ve'aish Moshe anav me'od mikol adam, etc. Moshe was an anav, the greatest anav, the most humble person in the world. He couldn't care less what was said about him. He wasn't affected by their negative words, and yet Miriam and Aaron got punished. They spoke negatively about Moshe, and they were punished. And why indeed were they punished if no harm was caused? Rav Schwab says that Moshe Rabbeinu was so holy, he's what Rav Schwab calls a cheftza de kedusha. He was an object. He thought himself was an object, but he was an object infused with Kedusha, the very definition of Kedusha. And it's usur to speak Lashon Hara about something. Yeah, something. It's an usur to speak Lashon Hara about a holy object. And that was the lesson the Meraglim should have learned. Speaking Lashon Hara in general is terrible. Even if the person you're speaking about will not be hurt, it changes you. It impacts you, the speaker. You yourself cannot speak Lashon Hara and be unscathed. Who cares what happens to the other person? You cannot speak Lashon Hara and not be affected negatively by it. But in addition to that, you may not speak Lashon Hara about anything infused with Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was steeped in Kedusha. And look what happened to Miriam. The Meraglim already knew about the halachos of Lashon Hara, but they should have seen what happened to Miriam, and they should have learned that they too cannot speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is steeped in Kedusha. It's a chefta de Kedusha, and it's usur to speak badly about it. It's quite a lesson for you and for me as well. Today there are things to critique about Eretz Yisrael, and it's certainly our job to improve things here in Eretz Yisrael. At the same time, we have to be doubly and triply and quadruply careful about, God forbid, spreading negativity and pessimism about the holy, holy land of Eretz Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone.